dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Hello and welcome back, Hamilton. Good morning. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful morning. It is 4:35 a.m. and we are back. So put on your coffee and roast that oatmeal because it's another day in Hamilton.
That's right, Jeremy. We're so excited for this Monday morning, folks. You know, everybody says Monday's got to be a bad day, but when it's Monday and you have a few ideas for what you're going to do with your day, it's not so bad. So today, we've got a guest coming in to give us a few hints on what they like to do to keep their Monday interesting. So here he
is. Now remember, they're just giving us hints, so you're going to have to guess at home.
Right. So let's introduce our guest, Scott Morris. Scott, hi, how are you?
Okay, no clue there. We have to guess how he is. Now I'm thinking by Scott's sort of veiled look that he's doing good, but he's feeling a little nervous. Okay, he's feeling a little nervous. That's a two, of course, means yes. And it's two words, and he's feeling filmy. Okay. Second word, movie. First word.
The first word is movie? Okay, oh, so okay. If you're worried about your Monday not being exciting, you could go see a movie. Of course, there's multiple movie theaters around Hamilton, so if you'd like to do that, you can do that. Awesome. That sounds like a great idea, Scott. Just a thumbs up from Scott. What is that? Five. Oh.
What is the director doing?
What are we doing?
What's the director doing? We're already on. Why does he keep
and great segment, guys.
Oh, we're okay, going
good
to commercial.
Segment, guys. Ooh, we went God. To commercial right then. And just to reiterate, you don't have to look at me and say, what is the director doing? He's counting down 4, 3, 2, 1, 0 whenever we go out, okay? I'm just going to do that behind the
I'm
camera.
Just confused because I'm so Craig, I know you're new, and I'm used to the director counting us in and not really out, but I know you right. only do the opposite. So abruptly okay, right. the show starts, and then I don't realize I have to Craig, warm up to the ending.
Craig, that's a great note. I should count you in and also out rather than just letting yeah. you see the light on the
and
camera.
And you know, we do have a teleprompter, so you could put some sort of text in there that sort of gives us a like good segue to a
right,
segment. It
right.
really does feel like at this point we're just winging it. And I would love it
Chris,
if
I hear you. I hear
okay.
you.
Okay.
And
okay.
Unfortunately, teleprompters are expensive.
But we have a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Well, we have a
so that argument, I'm a little tired of that argument. It sounds like you just want to count to 20.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. The countdown doesn't need to be.
On.
We're
you're
ending
on.
In
oh,
20.
You're on.
Welcome back to Hamilton. Hello.
Oh, that's great, folks.
Now, what are you doing right now? Let me guess. You're hungry and you need a little breakfast, right? But what do you do in the mornings before work when you don't have the time?
Great question. So maybe we could give you a couple of answers about what you might like to have for breakfast on a Monday morning.
That's right. We have on local Hamilton chef, Big Petey. Now, Big Petey, what do you feel like cooking on an average breakfast, you know, before you're running out the door?
Well, on an average day, Big Petey likes to have just a little snack to get him through the day. And you know me, I'm a head chef at Big Petey's Mess. You can come down to Big Petey's Mess anytime you want, day or night.
Anytime.
The phone on the outside calls my home number. I'll come and I'll cook you a meal whenever you're hungry. So let's say
it's
you want to...
Big Petey, you say for breakfast, yeah. most important meal of the day, you're going to have a little snack.
I'm going to have a little snack for breakfast, just something to get me through the day. So, you know, let's say there's a lot of health nuts out there now. So maybe a avocado toast with a little bacon on top, 3 eggs, and a scrambled egg.
Okay.
Now, this is interesting. 3 eggs and a scrambled egg. I don't usually hear it said like that.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of eggs are the eggs before the scramble?
It's a fantastic question. The first two are your choice. The third one is my mood. So you're always getting something different with Big Petey. A guaranteed scramble on top, two your choice, and one my mood. My mood will never be poached. I have not figured out the poached egg.
Interesting. Okay, so Big Petey says for a light snack in the morning, you want thick avocado toast, three eggs, and bacon.
That's right. And am I doing the cooking segment? I was a little confused over email. Am I cooking it here or are we just discussing the meal?
We just wanted a professional's opinion of what you like for breakfast.
Okay, because I have all the supplies here. Okay. You just want to know what I like to eat.
That's good. Absolutely. It's good Thank for you, the audience Big Petey. To see him. Okay, we're going out. Okay.
And the director's doing something.
The director's telling us we're
hang
going
on, out. Hang on. But what do we do for the next 8 seconds?
Okay. And we're out. Okay, guys, once again, I'm going to count us down. Big Petey, thank you so much for coming in. I'm sorry, we could not afford the stove or any of the cooking
They're right there.
Utensils. Yeah.
We've got the set.
We have the stove. We have the teleprompter. It seems I know, like you just want to insert
them,
yourself.
Once you use them, you can't return them. So I want that option just in
you're
case
snacking on bacon.
Well, thank you, Big Petey. And is I had a snack this morning. I'm also gonna have a Big Petey snack for lunch, which I'm excited, which is two sandwiches, two orders of fries, and fries, right?
That's right. Listen, two orders of fries and a french fries.
All I'm saying is we are up here and
you're
we're
on.
Hosting. Okay, hey, hello hey, and what's welcome
up?
Back.
What's up?
I'll get off camera.
Yeah, bro.
Get out of here.
Okay, folks, you might be looking out the window right now and you're looking up into the sky and thinking, man, what's it going to be like the rest of the day? So here with your weather, we've got your weatherman, Rainy Bort.
Hi, it's Rainy Bort with today's weather.
Oh, well, welcome back, Rainy. Always good to see you. And another fantastic outfit, as usual.
Thank you very much. As you can see, I bought this from the guy who has dollar signs all over his outfit.
And that is secondhand. It's
That is the suit we've seen in the commercial.
That's the one, obviously. We're a little bit different body type-wise, but you get the gist.
And now, Rainy, can I ask you, what are you wondering?
I'm wondering, why did I end up in the only town that doesn't have much rain as a weatherman? The whole thing with my name, Rainy Bort, was that it would be fun, you know? It's another rainy day from Rainy Bort, but I'm stuck here in another sunny day here in Hamilton. Mm.
Oh, but it is going to be sunny. We know that for sure. So everybody can prepare, you know, put on your sunscreen, tank tops, sandals, shorts, whatever you want. Keep the clothes minimal, folks.
Keep it minimal. Show us as much as possible. That's Rainy Bort's style suggestion. And of course, let's dip into our favorite segment we can all play. Where in the world is Al Roker?
Of course, this is a segment that we have ripped from the Today Show, and we just run it. We just run their video as part of our show, so we're going to go ahead and cut to that now.
While it's playing, we
great
can talk,
job.
Right? We
great
can talk
job.
While it's playing.
Yeah, yeah.
How long is the great, video? It's like 45 seconds, so we have
45 seconds, yeah.
Thanks so much,
Rainy. It cost $1 million to get the licensing. So
a waste of money. That's a waste of money.
I still think that so. I didn't love that you turned my pitch, which was where in the world is my wife? Obviously, she's still missing and I'm looking for her. And I thought this would be a good way to find it. And you turned that into just stealing the Al Roker bit.
Really disappointing because it sounds like we had the budget to really try to find your wife.
$1 million. Not to mention the prompter.
Unfortunately, no, this is the 4:30 a.m. show, okay? People want to be happy, okay? If we start their days with, once again, where's my wife? Last time I saw her, we were vacationing together, and then she was gone off the beach. She left her coconut there with the straw in it. Nobody wants to hear that, okay? All right? And we're back in three, two. Actually, we're on.
Gosh.
And welcome back, folks. Welcome back. You've already looked out the window. You've already had your breakfast, and you've thought about how early it is. Now, what are you going to do on that drive time commute? We're going to go to the chopper copter and get the traffic right now. Here we are, cutting to Dewey and the chopper copter. Dewey?
What's up? It's Dewey. I'm in my motorcycle helicopter. It's the chop copter, baby.
Of course, shout out to Orange County Choppers who have customized this Skull and Bones chopper for us.
Now, we're having a little trouble getting off the ground today with this one, but I assure you once we get that high in the sky, I'll let you know just how the traffic is out there.
All right. Thank you, Dewey. We will check back in if you ever get airborne.
We're going out again.
Okay, we're going to be out in 4 seconds, guys. So thank you so much for watching this part of the segment, and we'll see you
next
week.
All right. Just don't. Great job, guys. And you're on.
I think I did good on that.
We're back. Hi. What's up? Lots going on this morning. We should probably get to a personal or a human interest piece that we've been working on for the last couple weeks. As you all know, the laundromat downtown.
Do the personal story.
What?
Do the personal story.
That's what we're doing.
Not the human interest. No, your personal life.
I'm not going to talk about my personal life on camera.
Do the personal. It will work. It will work.
Okay. Well, folks, I just went to the doctor to check and see if I'm a good candidate for a vasectomy.
Great. Elaborate.
And what was the status?
The doctor said.
Too tough to find?
Absolutely.
Okay. Sorry for my assumption.
Why so early? Why so early? You're young.
They ran a few tests, cognitive mostly, and they said that, that my genes are questionable, and so that unless...
And what did they say about your DNA?
My DNA was off the charts bad.
We know your pants suck.
No, okay. Yeah, they said that I don't have genes worthy of being passed on to another person. Which I thought was an incredible thing for a doctor to say to a person in a bad way.
So nobody wants your hand-me-down pants?
Folks, you can hear him. You can see him. This is our director. This is our director, Sammy.
No.
You're standing on set, Raj.
Okay, Sammy's letting us know we're going to get out of here soon, so it's been great talking to you.
All right. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I'm actually liking the countouts, actually. I feel like I can sort of ramp to the commercial.
Do you want to interview me about how we rebuilt the laundromat after the fire?
That was my intention, but instead our director wanted to hear about my humiliating vasectomy story. So.
Lars, unfortunately, we need to do some personal stories so people can get to know the anchors that they trust and kind of have a relationship with them. So you're getting cut. I also just got a call. It's on fire again.
No.
So you probably want to go. We have a team over there. All right, we're coming back in. We're going live to the fire.
Our commercial breaks are so short.
Yeah.
Well, we only get advertisement for MyPillow, so we just run those over and over again. All right, go to the fire.
Good morning, Hamilton, and we are back. Unfortunately, a huge tragedy where once was a fix. We cut to the laundromat to see it fully ablaze.
Hi, Chris. Yes, a huge tragedy where once was a fix. We're down here at the laundromat. Lars should be getting here winded any moment. He had just rebuilt, was getting ready for the ribbon cutting, and of course, one of the dryers caught flame. I am being told possibly some of the dryers weren't up to code and possibly had some lint leak out into the laundromat, which caught flame, which set the place ablaze. And now, here comes Lars.
I think some of our viewers are wondering, did you have anything to do with the fire? We see you there holding a lighter and a gas can. And I'm just wondering, are you holding that for somebody or was that a last minute bring?
That's a great question, Chris. I was actually outside of the laundromat here when a man in a burglar costume came out. Not a pyromaniac costume, a burglar costume. And he said, here, hold this for me, please. And he ran off. So I am holding what I think is the tools that were used. Hold on, Lars, please. Give me a second.
Please.
Hold it back. Up. We don't want him to put out the fire yet.
Shh. Let it burn, Lars. Let it burn. So we are letting the laundromat here burn. It could actually most of it be saved, but I think we're going to let it burn.
Oh, hang on 1 second. Why? We're getting some last minute news from the fire department. The fire department says they are not coming. Not coming. We're getting word from the fire department.
They do that sometimes, Chris, and it is based on whether they like the person who owns the business. And it seems like Lars could be, I don't know, a dick around town. Let's get his side of the story. Lars, why don't you come in here?
A dick around town? What?
Lars, is it true that you cut in line at the buffet in front of some of the firefighters? And that's why this is happening.
Well, they were up for seconds, and I was up for firsts. So it's not technically a cut.
But, Lars, they're hungry firefighters.
Well, I'm hungry laundromat fighter.
You're not a fighter.
You shouldn't be fighting.
Excuse me from the studio, but...
Yes, please, Chris.
Can I get an earpiece so I can hear him?
Here.
I'll put my head to your head.
Put your head to my head. Say it again, Chris.
Well, you're not a fighter.
Well, how come they can put fighter after everything they do, but we can't?
Well, they don't put it after everything they do. They put it after the one specific thing we as a society pay them to do, Lars. They fight fires.
I'm a dirty clothes fighter.
Do you do it personally, or do you just facilitate it? Oh, shit, we're going out. 3, 2... One
was once a fix. Goodbye. All right. Great job, guys. Great job.
I don't know if that was a good coverage. Job. I don't know.
I feel like we're really firing on all cylinders this morning.
Yes, that was really good. So next up, we are going to go to the sports desk. Couple of big games last night. So we do want Roger to get a chance to talk before we go out.
Yes.
Yeah, just feel free to throw right to Roger as fast as you can, and we're on.
Okay. Roger!
Great.
Hey, good morning. And you're probably...
It's like Roger wasn't quite ready.
Let's see here. You're probably wondering where
Chris
am I...
Chris is back on you.
Where
Chris
am I? Chris,
okay.
Give him a moment.
Well, folks, we are just about to cut to our sports person. But as goes in sports, they pass the ball right back to us. So I'm going to do a little juggling here and then serve it up to our man, Chris, with the sports. Chris?
Yeah, I don't know when they're coming back to me. I think they just got to Chris.
Roger, they're on you.
Oh,
Roger.
Hi, this is Roger. Roger. A couple big games coming up this week and a couple big games last night. You're probably... Just got to work. You looked out your window, saw what it looked like outside. You had a nice drive to work. Then you got to
Roger,
work and looked at the paper.
Button up your shirt. Your shirt's off.
Oh, excuse me.
Let's go back to Chris. Chris and Craig. Chris and Craig, we're back to you.
And we're back. Now, if you'll notice my T-shirt, it is clean and buttoned. Now, that's something that they offer at the store these days.
That's right. We've gotten button-up T-shirts, folks. Classic short sleeve, crew neck, with buttons down the front.
Now, they sell this at the store as a way to look hashtag trashy but classy.
That's right. You put a sport coat over this, people won't even know the difference between this and a sort of one of those, what are they called, grandfather collars that have just the no collar at the top. It looks just as good. The material's a nice, fine sheer jersey.
And again, folks, hit us on our Twitter or our TikTok, hashtag trashy but classy.
The hashtag is taking off. The hashtag is taking off. Go back to Roger.
All right. And Roger with Roger. Sports.
What a great advertisement for the button-up T-shirt. Yeah, I wish I had one of those right now because clearly I am having issues with my button-up dress shirt. Sorry, dress. I'm a little flustered. Now... Some big sports news, and that the football team ran into the basketball team. That's right. The local Hamilton football team bumped into the Hamilton basketball team while both doing a night on the town.
Wow.
They stayed up pretty late. They stayed up pretty late, and I'm wondering how that's going to affect the games today since they're both playing in the mistimed state championships. This sports segment... Excuse me?
I was just going to jump in to clarify for people. Of course, the playoffs this year got a little bit jumbled. So every sport is having their playoffs on the same day.
That's right.
A lot of competition on the sports field is what.
As everyone knows here in Hamilton, we forgot November and it messed up all of the scheduling for all the sports this year. Our apologies to Thanksgiving and veterans. We forgot November in Hamilton this year.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what happened. I was in a Halloween costume on the 31st as a pilgrim, of course, and I woke up on December 1st and I was still in my pilgrim costume. Yeah. And I don't know what had happened, but I missed the month. I missed it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're at home thinking, I sure did miss the month of November, and thank you guys for catching me up, it's time to go buy those Christmas presents.
All right, wrap up with the apologies.
Oh.
What?
Wrap up with the apologies.
Okay. You know, we at the station, of course, end every episode with a list of apologies for coverage from the previous week.
Who doesn't make mistakes?
Right. We make a lot, and we own each and every one of them. So first of all, we'd like to apologize for the Kroger on 4th Street. Or to the Kroger on 4th Street, because we called it Freddy Kroger as a joke. Because we thought it was Halloween still, but it's not. It's December, and we called the Kroger Freddy Kroger. So we'd like to apologize to Kroger.
To Kroger's, to be fair, you did have the store dressed up as Freddy Kroger. So we're apologizing for going too long, but not for the initial respect. Yeah. I would also like to apologize to the KFC on 4th and Poplar for knocking the bucket off the pole. I apologize, and you're right. It doesn't look like a KFC anymore. I apologize.
All right. And, of course, I would like to issue an apology to everyone who was celebrating that young child's birthday in the park last Thursday. I didn't mean to be watching TV shows on my phone with the audio going through my car speakers so loud. I was just trying to catch up on the last season of 30 Rock. I haven't seen it. And I was blasting the audio and I ruined a birthday party because I have such an expensive and fancy sound system in my car.
Well, there was also a big complaint about the smell of your cooking that day. You were cooking on your engine as well.
That's right, of course. My car is a sort of multi-use thing. Okay, stretching. Yeah, I use my car for everything. It is
standing directly in front of the bathroom, camera, doing the stretch.
My kitchen, my bedroom, my living room. A lot of people say I live in my car, and I say, "What are you talking about? I'm a news anchor. I have a home."
Yes.
Do I still have to go? I already said. Okay. And what I'd like to also apologize to the man who came up to my car window and said, "Hey, could you turn that down? You're ruining my son's birthday party." And to him, I apologize for not.
Director stretching.
For not rolling my window down and just saying, huh, until you walked away. Sir, I'm sorry.
And I'll take one. Okay. I'll take another apology. Of course, as you can see, my haircut is fresh and perfect. I would like to apologize to the cosmetologist that I sneezed all over her mirror. I'm very sorry, but I still think you did a great job on the haircut. And someday someone's going to clean off that mirror for you. I just know it.
Randy Bort here. I'd like to apologize to Sleet for just calling it Pussy Snow. And that was a moment of weakness. And I do not stand by those words or my language.
You've grown a lot. And you've gone into therapy for this.
I've gone towards therapy, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You've gone into the building.
And I'm cured.
Well, folks, it's been another wonderful morning in Hamilton. We hope that we got your morning off to a nice, relaxing, straightforward start. And we hope you have a beautiful day out in town.
Hi, I love My Little Pillow. I mean, look at this thing. This guy is my best friend. I love this pillow. Look at it. I sleep on it. It's even got a little mustache like me. Do you want a friend like My Pillow? I know I do. And you know who my new friend is? Trump. Remember that? I'm friends with Trump now. Yeah, I was a crackhead, lost my mind, started selling pillows, and now the president and I are friends while the world burns.
Welcome back, folks. My name is Donald Trump. I'm supporting the MyPillow. Vote for MyPillow and vote for Donald Trump 2020.
That's right. MyPillow has just been announced as the vice presidential candidate replacing Mike Pence. We've replaced Mike Pence with MyPillow, the same initials, so we didn't have to do much on the voting register.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the producer for The Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T music.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.